friendship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, I don't know how we got here, but it is already the final day of June 2016. How about that? Man, we just flew by the month of June. Fred, how you doing? Welcome to yet another edition of Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, June the 30th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. So good to connect with you today. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. It's been tell you what, a beautiful week, temperature-wise. I hope you had a chance to really enjoy it, for sure. And this past Saturday, our project, working on our deck, is coming along. We got a lot done. It was just a hot day this past Saturday. We're going to be pouring concrete for a nice patio, and you know, the wood's all gone from the old deck, and boy, it was a hot day. I think I got a little sick over the weekend just from being in the heat, but yeah. Going to install a brand new door in our back patio and then pour some concrete next week. So looking forward to that. I still don't know what I'm doing. My father-in-law is helping us out, and I'm just the water boy. So sign me up for that. I can do that. I can put some ice in a glass and pour the water in. That's not too hard for me, but the manly labor stuff, not so much. And then last week we had our vacation Bible school at our church. We had 3 days of VBS and had a chance to really share the good news, share the gospel with those kids. I've always believed if you can get the kids to come to church, you'll get the parents. So, yeah, so if you're having a VBS this week, next week, I know many churches are, be praying for them because that's a great opportunity to really minister and share the gospel. And next week, I'm looking forward to this. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to our sixth annual family vacation down to Santa Claus, Indiana. I don't know if you've ever been there, but yeah, we stay at a nice cabin down there for just a few days. Go to Holiday World. It's a nice family theme park down in southern Indiana. Just a good time. We're really looking forward to it, so be praying for us as we're just all looking forward to just get out of town and hang up our responsibility hat. We love hanging that hat up quite often, so appreciate your prayers for that. Well, I know lots of us are looking forward to this. It's the Audio Feed Music Festival beginning tonight, which will go through Sunday night there at the Champaign County Fairgrounds in Urbana. What is it, like 100 bands, national speakers, artists. There's going to be camping. There's going to be food, merchandise, and so much more. It's the annual Audio Feed Music Festival. If you'd like more information, just visit their website, audiofeedfestival.com. That's audiofeedfestival.com. Or you can call 217-419-1463, 217-419-1463. Or you can just visit our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days and weeks. Again, our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. Well, today we're going to take a look at the Word of God from Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to discuss how we can honor God in our possessions. I'll tell you what, we live in a very, very materialistic culture, and it's so easy to get sucked into that. It really is. Even the most spiritual of people can get sucked into that. So today we're going to talk about honoring God with our possessions. That's coming up next, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Celebrating Jesus today and every day. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Great News Radio today on this Thursday. You know, there's that saying, you can't take it with you, right? I recently saw a story about a man by the name of Billy Stanley. He died at the age of 82. He was buried on his 1967 Harley Davidson cruiser. He worked for years fabricating this massive casket of cement, wood, and plexiglass so everyone could witness his last ride. As the funeral proceeded to the cemetery, onlookers all saw Billy Stanley on his bike, surrounded by his trophies. He was determined to take it all with him. And I know that sounds a little, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Overboard, maybe. But we all, friend, we all can get carried away with our possessions. Maybe you know someone who gets a little crazy about their car, their couch, or their carpet. I remember growing up, we had a big rule of not sitting on the couches in the living room. I mean, the plastic was still on the couches. I mean, it was a big deal when we sat on the couch, I'll tell you. But friend, possessions aren't necessarily bad, but there's no doubt that they can drive a wedge between us and God. Amen. And if we're not careful, we won't own our possessions. They will own us. And maybe that's why, if you think about it, take a step back. Maybe that's why Jesus spoke more about money than just about any other topic. So if you have your Bible today, I really encourage you to join me as we take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. And today we're going to talk about how we can honor God with our possessions. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You know, we have in our home, I remember my grandmother gave me, a long time ago, maybe when I was a teenager, an autographed picture of Muhammad Ali. And I have it under glass in our home today, and I treasure it. I don't worship it, but I do treasure that that keepsake. And we all have those treasures. We all have those possessions we value more highly than others. Friend, the problem with our possessions, think about this now, is that they can never satisfy. They can never satisfy. But the good news is that when we invest in eternal treasures, we can send them ahead of us. When we use our resources, our possessions to advance God's kingdom, we collect for ourselves, the Bible says here, treasures in heaven. And in fact, here in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 6, the word treasures, the Greek word, can be translate it to a deposit. You know, you and I, we make deposits into our bank accounts. It seems like we've been doing a lot more withdrawals with our bank account lately since working on our deck. But anyways, I digress. We make deposits in our savings account, in our checking account, in our 401k, in our mutual funds, in our stocks, IRAs, all of that stuff. But Jesus is saying, make a deposit in your spiritual account. And one way we can invest in God's kingdom is giving to our local church. You know, my wife and I don't want to be robbed of a blessing here by sharing this, but we make sure that there's provisions made so that we can give to God his share. In fact, he owns it all, by the way. You know, there's some other things we got to work on, but this is an area that's pretty serious to both my wife and I. Look at this in verse 22 and 23 of Matthew 6. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. Friend, how good is your eyesight? According to a survey from the Vision Impact Institute, whoever they are, they say 3 out of 4 Americans need vision correction. See, I'm going to be honest with you. Life can be skewed, if not even dangerous, if we don't have the right focus. I mean, you're going to be bumping into walls, cars, cats, trees. I mean, falling off of cliffs if you can't see, right? Well, that's equally true if our spiritual focus is out of whack as well. Jesus is saying here that your eye is like a lamp. It gives light to the body and so enlightens the entire person. See, when Jesus spoke this, he was borrowing the Jewish idea that a good eye represents a generous attitude. And when he uses the word healthy, he means morally healthy with a simple, wholehearted devotion to the Lord in regards to generosity. Friend, it's easy to base decisions on our own comfort or pleasure, even to the point where we lose focus of God's kingdom. It's easy to do that. You know, it's easy to build up my savings account. It's easy to build up my retirement and say, look what I made for me. And if there's a need, I'm more interested sometimes in building up my savings account. That can be a temptation and a struggle for many, many of us, right? But we ought to focus on God's kingdom and God's agenda. And how do we do that? We ought to fix our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Also, we need to renew our mind, friend, through the reading of God's word. Friend, our spiritual vision is so, so important. That's why we need to do whatever it takes to keep our focus on Christ. And ultimately, we serve whatever we focus on each day. Isn't that the truth? We serve whatever we focus on each and every day. Jesus went on to say, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Can I kind of take that a step further? You cannot serve both God and fill in the blank. Do you remember that show? They still have reruns today, but do you remember that show, Press Your Luck? Remember that game show? That's where contestants go on there and say, big money, no whammies, stop! Yeah, that game show. Well, back in the early 80s, there was a contestant by the name of Michael Larson. He studied, before he ever was a contestant, he studied each and every episode. He studied the system of when to hit the stop button. Now, if you watch the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Countless hours of studying the system so that when he hits the stop button at a particular time, he will earn the biggest amount of money. And I believe he is the only contestant to never, ever gotten a whammy. And he won, I think, the biggest amount to date, $110,000. And CBS at the time took him to court, accused him of cheating, but there was no record of cheating. So he won the actually went home with $110,000. And in November of 1984, he learned about a promotion that a local radio station was doing, promising a $30,000 prize if you can match the serial number on a $1 bill that was local there where he lived. So he went to the bank, took out all of his money, all of his winnings in $1 bills, and went through each and every serial number, did not match it. So he brought back half of the money, leaving about $50,000 in his home. Well, he went to a party one night. Somebody stole the $50,000 from his home. And several years after that, he later was involved in an illegal lottery scheme. Friend, he had money, but it sounds like his money had him. Friend, you can't take it with you. Money and possessions and all of that stuff, they're temporary. God is faithful, and he has promised to never abandon us. So let's serve the one who has never let us down. You can't take it with you, but you can send it ahead by investing your earthly resources in heavenly treasures. Remember that truth, because your possessions will last for the blink of an eye, but your investment in God's kingdom will last for eternity.
Majesty, we will bow before his throne.
I'll tell you what, I just love her. Twyla Paris, and we will glorify. Well, friend, thanks so much for having your radio tuned to Great News Radio today on this Thursday. Just want to quickly remind you that you can listen to past programs of Mark and Friends by visiting our audio archives page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. I think it goes back to, I think, 4 or 5 years at most. So you can go back and listen at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio will help you get through your Friday. But in the meantime, friend, of course, next week is 4th of July. I pray that you and your family have a safe holiday weekend. And just remember, no matter what you do or where you go, just remember that God has called you to be salt and light and to be the hands and feet of Jesus.